Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning. I love an echo in the morning. Welcome to On the Clock with Erin Green. It is Friday, the 7th of November, 2025, and we are on location at Cosrite, at Cosrite's new temporary warehouse location. Now, you may be familiar with this location. We are currently at the site of the Milo Butler warehouse. Milo Butler has allowed Cosrite to use their warehouse after the fire so that they can springboard all of the specials and opportunities that they give to their customers. I have joining me right now to get the show started, Mr. Gershwin Green, who is the Director of E-Commerce. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Now, listen, the task is for people who may not know what is Cosrite and why we're here this morning.
Yes. So Cosrite is a household name in the Bahamas. We are a club store. We sell in bulk products. Obviously, the bulk paper towel, the paper products, frozen chicken, all that type of stuff.
So it's like a wholesale opportunity for retail customers.
Correct. Wholesale opportunity. Persons would purchase a membership, okay. An annual membership, and they will have access to the best pricing in the country.
Okay. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so the products that Cosrite, the club section, carries, is that all the products in the AML family?
It's not all the products. It's mostly bulk products. Okay. You're not going to find everything that we sell in Solomon's or Fresh Markets or all of our retail stores. But these are more the wholesale items.
Okay.
And where we are right now at Peach Street, at Milo Butler Warehouse, obviously we want to do something after the fire. Right, people want Cosrite. They're like, well, when is Cosrite coming back? Works of rebuilding our store, but in the meantime, we have come at this temporary location, and we are carrying about 100 of the top selling products that persons can shop online and pick up here at the warehouse.
All right, so for the warehouse, you're gonna use the e-commerce platform to purchase, and then you're going to come to the warehouse to pick up.
Correct.
So let's make sure that people know exactly where we are. Mm-hmm. Peach Street.
Yes.
Now, I wasn't sure where Peach Street was, but then somebody said, listen, just think about it. Wolf Road to the south, Montrose Avenue to the west. Mm-hmm. And then I figured it out. But let's help people get here. If I'm coming off of Wolf Road onto Montrose, I'm going to turn north, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to keep driving north until I see the Cosrite sign on the right-hand side of the road.
Yes, so try heading north on Montrose Avenue, make a right turn, and then once you make that right turn, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
It says Cosrite, banner is right straight ahead, you make your left turn, and then you'll come to the back of the warehouse. We have offices here, you just pull into one of the parking spaces, and then one of our associates will come out, meet you to your car, and drop your order off. So you don't have to get out your car, you order online, you pay with your credit card, it's seamless, it's convenient, it's easy. You pull up, you go to the parking spot, and somebody drops your product off of your car.
Cosrite curbside service.
Curbside pickup.
I love it. Okay, so Cosrite is relaunching its e-commerce platform. Let's talk specifically about that for a second. Because, listen, Christmas is coming. From you said, come in the back and park, I said, look at the parking. Mm-hmm. This place accommodates Christmas and holiday shopping.
Yes.
Let's talk about the e-commerce platform and help people prepare for this holiday season.
Yes. So the e-commerce platform, just to clarify, you would go onto your website, go onto your phone, go onto your laptop, you search www.cosritenassau.com, and you'll get to our e-commerce platform. You would sign in mm-hmm. using your membership. If you are an existing Cosrite member, you would just use your existing membership to sign in, and you will have access to all the profiles. If you're not, you can either create a membership, you could sign up for one on the website, or create an account on the website to get access.
Okay.
Once you get access, everybody sees the member pricing. That's what we call it. So it's the best pricing that we can offer.
All right.
And you add it to your cart, and you select what you want. We also have delivery, so it's not just curbside pickup. We deliver anywhere in Nassau for a flat fee. So no matter if you were in Adelaide or you were in Yamacraw, we deliver to you. And we also have free delivery to the mailboat.
I don't have to pay for the visa for Easter Andress, because you know out there is Easter Andress. Now, you said cost right. This means there's a cost right Freeport, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm in Freeport, I see an item on the website for Nassau. Do I need to order through Nassau, or can I go say, hey, cost right Freeport, I see something in Nassau I want. Can you get it for us here?
Well, anything that we sell here in Nassau will be sold in Freeport.
Oh, so this is equity across the board,
yeah.
Access to all the same products.
So no, this Cosrite Nassau website, yeah. Is 120 products here, yeah. For the Nassau Family Island customers. But Cosrite Freeport, because we have our store in Freeport, you can go onto their website,
right.
And you'll have access to thousands of products. They have the whole gamut there.
Wow.
So Nassau customers can actually shop on the Cosrite Freeport website, and then we will
arrange
put it on
shipping.
The container, bring it down here, and you could actually pick it up at one of our stores.
Absolutely. Now, just for a second, for Family Island customers, mm-hmm. Same thing. I can just go online and sign up if I don't already have a membership.
Correct.
All right, and then it's the same process.
Yep.
Whether it's Freeport or Nassau, and let you know what I want, make my purchase, and arrange delivery.
Correct.
Absolutely.
All on the website.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about snacks. So you have 120 products available, roughly 120 products available on the Nassau site. How many of those products are snacks? I'm a parent. I prepare in for the holiday when these children home from school. And I know that Cosrite and AML Family also offers a wide range of what some people call alternative snacks, healthy snacks, healthier than normal snacks. I get access to all of those snacks.
You're not going to get access to all of them at the Cosrite Nassau website, but you'll get access to some of our top member selection products. We're the only ones who carry member selection. It's a private label of ours. The almonds, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
At really, really good pricing. So you'll get access to some snacks, but not all of them that we would usually have in our real store.
Absolutely. Mr. Green, Gershwin
yes.
Green, Director of e-commerce, if I could ask a quick question. Do you see more customers trending to the e-commerce platform?
Absolutely. So it's a growing trend. It's as if everything new, especially in the Bahamas. It takes some time to get accustomed to, learn how it works. But we found that once people sign up on the website, they check it out, they mm-hmm. check out on the website, it becomes a habit. Mm-hmm. They see the convenience. They see how easy it is. They don't have to go in traffic. They don't have to shop in the store. All that is time consuming. So if you are a visitor, second homeowner, if you are a local person, if you are a business, where are you?
Absolutely. So people who are managing properties, Airbnb, potentially you may use the service or you may refer your clients to the service. Say, listen, prepare for your trip.
Yes.
Go online. See what's available, order ahead of time, and arrange for delivery so when you get to your location, your goods will be there to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely right. I couldn't have said any better. The visitors coming into our country, they can shop online before they even get on the plane, mm-hmm. and that product will be sitting in their fridge when they come here.
Now, let's talk about membership tiers and perks for online shoppers and the e-commerce platform.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to be a member. Just tell me a member. I don't care what tier I am. Just tell me I'm a member. I like it. But tell me what the tiers are and what membership provides.
Yeah, so we have our regular membership. That's a $55 annual fee.
That's it?
$55.
Because that's less than $5 a month.
A month, exactly. It's $55, and that gives you access to the Cosrite store.
Okay.
The reason why we have this annual membership is because our price is just significantly better than anywhere else. And I think persons will find the value in that. So if you do the math, you know, you're saving a lot with that $55 membership. We do have a second membership that's going to be coming on stream later this month.
Okay.
That's called our Platinum membership.
All right.
And that's geared, and that will have a rebate program. So you will actually be earning cash back more you spend with
when
us.
When I tell my mother that, listen, buying snacks will bring you cash back. It's a program.
It's a
believe
program.
In me. Believe in Cost Right.
Yes.
Dear parents, don't believe your children's foolishness about snacks, right? But Cost Right is the place to get the healthiest snacks available, I think, mm-hmm. in the country, outside of picking a mango off your own tree. Yes. Okay, now, I'm a regular Fresh Market shopper.
Okay.
Fresh Market is an experience,
yes.
right? One of the most pleasurable experiences is sample day. When the store offers a sample plate, they will actually use the products in the store to show the customers, hey, this is what you can do with this item. When I'm buying bulk, I tend to want to try something out first. Do you have opportunities to sample, like maybe food items, or do you recommend I go to a retail store, check it out first, and then go to Cost Right when I found the one that I like and then order bulk?
Yeah, I would recommend that. I mean, not all products that we have in here you're going to find in Fresh Markets. Mm-hmm. So there are some products here at Cost Right.
Yeah.
But my recommendation is just start with one, right? You could get an item as little as $8.99. And I would say start with one. It's not going to break the bank, hopefully. Yeah. And you just check it out. And if you like it, you know, you order more after that. So that would be my recommendation for anyone who is interested in products they haven't tried before.
Okay.
Just start with one. Give us a chance. I'm sure you'll be back.
Mm-hmm. Are there any perks or new perks being offered to customers with the relaunch?
Yes. So right now, starting today, there'll be no picking fees on our website. So for curbside pickup, there's no additional fees.
Okay.
So you sign up on the website. You purchase your products. Obviously, you have to pay for the products. But besides that, there's no other cost associated. You pick it up yourself, and we'll drop it off to you.
All right.
And that goes for delivery as well.
Okay. Now, Mr. Green, perhaps the most pressing question for me right now is, are there family perk membership? Because you're green, and I'm a green, and I don't understand why I can't benefit from your discount.
So for a regular membership, you can have up to two additional card holders attached
okay.
to your card.
Which so. Makes, like, oh, wow. So mom and dad mm-hmm. hold a card, and the oldest child who's just started driving can hold a card
yes.
to begin to run errands for the family. Or my aunt may be coming in from the island. Mm-hmm. She holds a card, and now she can just do her shopping?
Yeah, I think. So you can have additional card holders. And
okay.
if you have a family of three, you know.
Then you're good to
then
go.
Then you're good to go. So the $55 can stretch.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I don't need my mom to know everything I buy in. She don't need to know I bought a case of steak at the best price in the country. Not at all.
Well,
she just need to show up for dinner.
Yeah. Well, that's a secret. I think you're going to have to hide from her. But yes, people can have additional cards
all right.
as a membership. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm looking forward. I know you all are just relaunched the club idea. I like the idea of membership. Not just because it helps me to plan, mm-hmm. to budget, to know in advance what with my money, right? But it gives me a sense of belonging to something bigger than myself, mm-hmm. right? I know we are just relaunching after the fire, mm-hmm. which was quite tragic, right?
Yes.
So much, like, no life loss, but when we think about the cost associated with the loss, it's just so much. How are y'all bringing yourselves back? I see we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary for the whole year, mm-hmm. and I see we had anniversary events taking
yes.
place in October where we recognize a number of managers, mm-hmm. or managers of the year awards. Are there any activities outside of today's event taking place for people to come and get to know Cost Right a bit better?
Yeah, I think, just go back to your first point about the fire. Obviously, that was a big loss for us, a massive loss. But we have been moving really from strength to strength. We could have easily rested on our laurels and said, okay, we'll just wait until we rebuild the store. But stuff like the temporary location that we're doing today mm-hmm. at Milo Butler is clearly showing that we want to make an effort to try to capture some of what we lost. We can't capture all of it right now, but until we get the new store up and running, we move to e-commerce. How can we serve the people?
Yeah.
And I think that's from the day after the fire. That was the motivation. That was the plan. And here we are today.
What I really appreciated as a customer, immediately post the fire, you could see that AML was focused on their employees.
Yes.
Right? And so employees were not sent home to sleep and wait. They were sort of redistributed throughout the network of stores. They were working and happy to be back in it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Kept 100% of our staff at Cartwright. I know our manager, Ricardo Guerrier, here. He was at the Cartwright before it burned down. Now he's here, now running the temporary location. So we made an effort to take care of our people first.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm not just saying that. It's the proof is in the pudding.
I mean, I think you could feel it. You could feel it when you walk through the stores. The staff are happy. They're comfortable and they're glad that they're working. And we're glad that they're there as well. There's such a complex but beautiful relationship, right, between the consumer and the service provider. It's like a farmer and the food. You want your farmer to be happy when he's on the job.
Absolutely.
And we're pleased to see staff in the AML body of companies because they're always smiling. They're always eager to help and always welcoming.
Absolutely. And you could also see it, like you mentioned, with making a contribution and making a presentation to those who served for 30 years. So many of our employees have been 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And I think that is a testament to AML Group, taking care of our people, taking care of our customers, taking care of our communities, on and on.
I just want to say a word. I'm excited about the e-commerce platform. A word for young people, right? Like, hey, you're thinking about a career. How exciting, and I want to say the e-commerce platform, right? Mm-hmm. How exciting is that? And a word for young coders on what the industry needs.
Absolutely. We definitely need more young persons involved in this sector of e-commerce and digital business. I'm a testament to that myself. I'm 26 years old. Don't mind the director title. Mm-hmm. But more persons just being involved in e-commerce, making it grow, making it more convenient, that's what it's all about. So it's a great career path. It's only growing year after year after year. It'll only grow. You see it during the pandemic, right, where people with that was the starting point of Bahamians in particular, waking up saying, okay, we need to pay more attention to the online offerings.
Absolutely.
Bahamians use online offerings every day. We use Amazon, we use eBay, we use Walmart on .com. This is not something new to Bahamians, but an online shopping platform for a local Bahamian store is new, right? AML is the first major supermarket to actually have a functioning online grocery platform. In the country.
Awesome.
You can't find it with any other store. So this is new, but we see the traction. Every day we see customers inquire about it, use it for the first time, and say, okay, this was convenient. It was good.
Okay, now let's get back to Peach Street. Let's tell people what's happening today, how to get here, and why they need to get here.
Yes, so Peach Street off Montrose Avenue. When you come through Wolf Road, you make that quick right, and you see a big banner that says Cartwright, turn left. But like I said, this is a web order only situation. So you would have to place your order online first, and then come here to pick up if you want to pick up. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to pick up. You could also have delivery to your house, to your office, to your business. And if you are a Family Island customer, you could shop online and have it. We'll deliver it to the mail boat for free.
This is awesome. So I'm going to make sure I go to the Cartwright site,
cartwrightnassau.com.
If I'm not a member, I'm signing up. I'm looking for all the perks possible. Sign up, start ordering, and then order, arrange your pickup or delivery time, and you're good to go.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, guys, I just think about the hassle of working parents trying to get everything done. Imagine now, over the weekend, you can sit at what you want and then arrange for pickup during lunchtime in the weekday or drop off at work.
Absolutely. And to sweeten it up even more, we are also, you know, we're going to pick between 20 customers who who placed an order on the CauchRite Nassau website for the month of November, and we're going to give out a $100 AML gift card to 20 random persons. So
listen,
to enter that competition, go onto the www.CauchRiteNassau.com website, place your order, pick it up yourself or delivery, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Place your order, and you'll be automatically entered to win a $100 AML gift card.
Now, any restriction on what I could buy? $100 of weight of snacks right now seems delicious.
The beauty about the AML gift card is you don't have to use that CauchRite. You could use that AML gift card at Fresh Markets. You could use it at Solomon's. You could use it if you go to Luther or Exuma. It's across all of our grocery stores.
Okay, absolutely. I love it. I love it. $100 in Eleuthera. I'm ballin', man. I'm ballin'. All right, Mr. Green, I want to thank you very much. I'm looking for my producer. Perhaps we take a break, because I'm sure I pestered you to pieces. And now I have to work on my plan. Now that I know I have an inside man at CauchRite. But it turns out everybody have an inside man at CauchRite. Everybody gets the same perks. Everybody gets the same benefits and discounts. Just be a member.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This is On the Clock with Erin Green. We are at CauchRite, Peach Street, their new temporary warehouse location for pickup for their e-commerce platform. While we go to this break, take this time to go to www.CauchRiteNassau.com and see what we're talking about. Find that membership form and sign up if you're not already a member.
Thank you. With slang, see, eyes of a Bahamian, I come with a price. You say you want my vote, better treat me right. Them Apago Conky Joe, oh how I love them so they know.
Wait, why you look so mashed up? Like clothes at the washer.
No, but just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But it was serious. Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave this boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet this boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody know. It's called Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course. Not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Banquet in paradise. Everyone dressed hella up nice. The meal was served Bombay style. You never seen such a spread. And people from many nations, they lined up to be fed. The Englishman, he takes some fish and chips.
Good morning, welcome back to on the clock with Snacks Green. I can name myself what I like, and I think I'm at the right place for this type of feeling. Joining me right now from the Cosright family is Mona Lisa Turnquest. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas.
How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Listen, I am excited to be here. I'm glad to know that Cosright has been moving faster than I could see.
That's right. And trust me, this has been a work in progress, but we are so happy. Since losing the store, we've been working diligently to identify a location to begin serving our valued Cosright members. You know, that has been a huge factor to us, and we're very excited about the launch of CosrightNassau.com. I should say the relaunch,
yes,
because, you know, we have already had the Cosright launching to better facilitate our customers here in Nassau since the fire.
Absolutely. Okay, so what I appreciate, listen, I found this article. It says, AML Foods marks 50 years with $50,000 donation to launch 10th annual Feed 5,000 holiday program. It's like AML and Cosright say, listen, we are a part of this community and we can't let this little setback stop us, right, from filling that place in the community that we normally fill. Starting off with the $50,000 donation by AML and Cosright to the program to launch it.
That's right, $50,000 to mark 50 years. And let me tell you. Launch with an injection of $10,000. That was our initial start.
Yes.
Never knowing that it would amount to something like this, bringing hope and joy to so many Bahamian families. Mm-hmm. Since then, AML Food has injected over $100,000, feeding more than 100,000 Bahamians.
Yes. Listen, when you get a community corporate partner that understands that people have good hearts and they want to give, but they need systems to help them contribute to problems larger than themselves, I say, what a member of the community, Cosright, have been. You know, and then in their tragedy, they say, listen, no, we have to stand up and continue to help others. So how can I, an ordinary Bahamian, ordinary shopper, how can I participate in the Feed 5,000 holiday program?
You know, all year long, we have persons who wanted, you know, to make a difference in the lives of others. And, you know, they've never had the opportunity to do so, or they might have been too time consumed, you know, with other things, so really didn't have the opportunity to do so. So I would say that this initiative actually is something simple. Whether you give a dollar, whether you give $100, whether you give $500, any amount we're saying to you is going to help project to feed someone in need this holiday. So we're inviting all Bahamians, all persons listening, you know, to get into a store near you, one of our AML stores near you. This initiative takes place in all of our stores, and those stores are Solomon's, Solomon's Fresh Market, we have Cosright Freeport, we have Domino's, as well as Exuma and Eleuthera Market. Our store, whether you're shopping with us or not, go to the register and say to the cashier, I want to make a donation to the Feed 5,000 initiative. And we're saying to you, no amount is too small. So even if you donate 50 cents, know that your 50 cents is going to make a great impact this holiday season.
My little rewards card when I collect a little,
my
little cash back, I think of it as my little cash back on my shopping, I can hold that and then ask them to donate it to the Feed 5,000 program?
You can also do that. So we're donating my Solomon Smart Rewards points as well. So if you've been racking up savings all year long, shopping the Solomon stores, because, you know, with our loyalty program, you can shop in one store and redeem in the other, right? Whether you're shopping, So if you're shopping at Solomon's Yamacraw, you can go ahead to Solomon's Fresh Market and redeem. Or if you travel to Freeport, you can go and redeem in Freeport, redeem in Exuma, redeem in Eleuthera.
Right, because I'm on vacation, right? And I injected money in the community and I run a little short on my bill. I remember I got my little rewards card right here I could use to supplement the cash or what I have available to me.
And guess what? Any amount of points you want to donate, you know, 100 points to have a dollar. So if you have about 500 points, you know you have $5 in your wallet. go ahead and donate those points
yes.
to the Feed 5000 initiative. We have partnered with some amazing organizations, and we have tried to capitalize on every island there is an AML store. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's here in Nassau, whether it's Freeport, whether it's Zuma, whether it's Luthra, you can go ahead and... Mm-hmm.
Listen, Ministry of Tourism, I just having a word to myself on the mic, right? Mm-hmm. But imagine the Ministry of Tourism partners with AML, right, for especially the Family Island stores, just to put a logo on a flyer for tourists that says, hey, if you want to make a charitable contribution while you're here in the Bahamas, here is a program that we endorse.
Listen, that would be amazing because, like I said earlier, we have partnered with some amazing organizations that has been facilitating food insecurity and assisting with food insecurity mm-hmm. for many years. These organizations are the Red Cross, yes. the Salvation Army, the Bahamas Feed, over 100 food parcels under their listing.
Yes, ma'am.
We've also partnered with the Exuma Foundation.
One Exuma Foundation.
And listen, now that we have Eleuthera Markets in Governor's Harbor, we are going to be supporting the Salvation Army in Governor's Harbor. So we're trying to reach communities. We're trying to reach people in every community. We're in this together. You know, 50 years, you know, since the launch of AML Foods, yes. we've been committed to help fight and support those who struggle with some level of food insecurity. And so this is a big deal for us as an organization. You know, our organization is proud on retail and franchise as well as wholesale. So this is our means to give back to a community that support our business every day. You know, not every time someone has it. You can be in good standing today and down tomorrow.
And listen, what the last 7 weeks has shown us is you could leave your house with four good tires.
Yes.
And can't come back home because you have three bad tires.
Yes.
Things happen. And it's great to know that you have community partners that have programs,
yeah.
perks, and opportunities to help you make ends meet.
That's right. And, you know, if you are someone who is struggling and you know that you will face a challenge during the holidays, I say to you, don't have too much pride. Go to any one of those organizations we have partnered with that we will be donating. All proceeds go and they split between these organizations. And like I said, that's the Bahamas Feeding Network in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Grand Bahama Red Cross mm-hmm. in Grand Bahama. There's the Salvation Army in Governor's Harbor. And of course, you can donate to all of our brands, whether you're shopping in-store or online. You're shopping Domino's, we say to you, shop Domino's online and make a donation to Feed 5000. And it's the same right here with Costrite,
mm-hmm.
you know. When you shop our Costrite store online or in-store in Freeport, all those proceeds from Feed 5000 will benefit someone who is in need this holiday. So if you want to make a great impact, I say to you, be encouraged, go into our store, leave a donation. You can leave a donation, cash donation. If you're a civic group or a large organization, go ahead and write that check this holiday.
Yeah, make a corporate donation.
You know, make a corporate donation because we know the impact that this initiative makes inside our community.
Matt, listen, I could tell you, and I would like to tell young people all the time, as you're making your way through the world and you're trying to figure out how to balance the resources you have available
yes.
to you, check out the Salvation Army, right? You can find yourself a uniform, a suit
mm-hmm.
for an interview or for the first day of work, the opportunities that the Salvation Army could help you prepare for, economic agency.
I agree.
Dear young people, check them out and then support them when you can.
I agree.
As well.
And you know, when you check out the Salvation Army, you're going to see that you're going to be able to grab your hands on lightly used items because the people that are donating to the Salvation Army, they care about what they're donating, you know.
Ma'am, listen, if I tell you I was at the Salvation
yeah.
Army yesterday
yes.
and I found me a red Androsia Islands of the Bahamas shirt, just like you say, lightly worn.
Yes.
Good. And now I'm going to have to fight the people in my family for who can get that for Christmas.
And listen, I know about it because I'm always donating. And listen,
mm-hmm.
before I know it, something is getting. And I wouldn't, knowing that I hardly worn it, probably once or twice, I'd rather donate it, you know, for a greater cause. And so.
So now let's get right to it. Feed,
yes.
Feed 5000 holiday program where AML is providing Christmas meal packages to people in need, vulnerable families.
Yes.
Each package is valued at $50.
Yes.
And you can donate $50 and purchase a package, or you could donate part proceeds. If you got $10 or $5, or even say, listen, this is what you say, the little extra change is $1.75 for this purchase, put that towards the program right now.
Yes, and so what we did the math. We realized, you know, during hard times, of course, people are going to look at economically savvy ways to save, right?
Yeah.
And so we did our own shopping, and we did the math at the register. If a person was to get, you know, a bag of rice, a box of stuffing, some sides, a half ham or a whole chicken, you know, what would it cost? And, you know, that's what it came up to at our register. And in the past, we used to pack packages and give away the packages, but we found it more easier to give the gift cards that have special diets, you know, and we have to be, you know, cognizant of that. While it's the holidays, there's some persons who don't eat meat, you know, and so they might want to buy fish instead of the ham or the chicken. And so because we wanted to make sure that everyone's needs was being met, we decided to change up the program a bit, and this has been in the last 4 years. And so we still hold the $50 package because we know that, okay,
that's the cost roughly.
This is what it's going to roughly cost. And, you know, if we get them a start, of course, they can do the rest, you know. Everybody needs a helping hand. And so we summed it up as, okay, $50 is something that, you know, is workable, that's doable for a package. And whether you donate towards a package, the whole package, we're saying to you that no amount is too small. So you could donate $50 or $25. But we know that you make a direct contribution to one individual when you donate $50 at the register.
Yeah, and what a contribution. What a way to change someone's life. Because, you know, we like to say that, oh, these people have to stop being tingsy, right? But it is about experiencing things in communion, in community with others. It's not just having things, but it's knowing that you can enjoy life with people around you.
Yes.
And everybody deserves that.
Everyone deserves to have joy,
yeah.
You know, even if it's once a year. You know, like I said, there are so many people who have challenges and are struggling, and they're just struggling to make ends meet. And sometimes they're going paycheck to paycheck. And while that might not be your concern, to be our brothers and sisters keeper, and, you know, I don't feel comfortable sleeping at night knowing that, hey, someone out there won't have a meal tomorrow. So I do my part, you know, whether it's volunteering, whether it's supporting initiatives like the Feed 5000, where I know that this is definitely going to make an impact in someone's life. You know, my daughter say to me all the time, every time this initiative comes around, she said, Mommy, isn't this an initiative you're a part of? You're always donating at the register. I said, yeah, because that's how the numbers go up. And so we would have donated, and I said, $100,000, over $1 million, you know, in terms of funding in regards to this type of initiative, feeding over 100,000 Bahamians. You know what impact that is? You know, and they are the numbers. And so when we look at the impact that this initiative is able to make, it makes us want to continue.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I tell people all the time, you want a blessing in your life, be granted the opportunity to see a Bahamian man smile, to see men smile, to feel comfortable enough to smile. When you see families happy, that is a blessing. Whether it's your family or not.
If you have happy people, you have a better society.
There
and
you
let
go.
Me tell you something. This is a fact that one in every three persons suffer from some level of food insecurity.
Yep. And it is invisible sometimes, right? That you will see that working class man, and he's working 12, 14 hours a day, and everything seems great on the surface.
Yeah.
Little do you realize that he will go hungry to ensure that he meets his dependents' needs.
Correct.
And that is also food insecurity, right?
Yes.
And so a little donation will help somebody who may be helping somebody already. I just love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love it too.
And most of all, I love that there's no restrictions on what I could do with my money at cost, right? If I want to spend all my money on snacks, I could spend all my money on snacks and then
support a great cause, because, you know, you can shop via your online, you know, shopping platform, thecausterightnasa.com. Once you shop online, there's a tab that says Feed 5000. Click on that. You decide what your amount will be, and you hit checkout.
Listen,
and it's that simple on checkout.
If I bought a Thanksgiving dinner ticket from you, anonymous vendor, take advantage of the Costrite shopping platform. So when I get there to pick up my food, nobody telling me, oh, we couldn't find the rice we wanted. It took so long for us to get it. We have to wait another. I don't need any of that. The people, the partners in the community, the stakeholders are saying, listen, we're up in our game, so you can up your game as well. Listen, Ms. Turnquest, we're going to go to a break right now. When we get back from the break, I don't know. I saw some highlights, man. I saw some people getting awards.
That's right.
And I like highlighting people.
Celebrating 50 years, we also celebrated 20 of our long-standing employees with the organization. And I'm telling you, some of them going as long as 30 years. So I can't wait to talk more about it.
When we get back from the break, I want to know who won the Snack Store Manager of the Year Award. You're on the clock with Erin Green. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
That meal was out of sight. All I need now is dessert and I will feel alright. He had five scoops of ice cream, smothered in between. Plain cake, fruit cake, lemon meringue pie. He had
something new, something exciting, your dream job in paradise. Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Listen, this morning we are at the new Costrite warehouse location. It's a temporary location. We're on Peach Street. You may know this location. Milo Butler Warehouse is where Costrite is operating from. Now, remember they had that fire earlier in the year, but they said, listen, we got to get back up and running because far too many people rely on us and the services we provide to make their lives easier and simpler. I have Ms. Mona Lisa Turnquest joining me right now as we close out the show. We have a couple of things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some monthly specials, which I'm always excited about. We'll see if we could find them. Of course, we're on location, so everything is slightly different this morning. I want to pester Ms. Turnquest because I read that AML Foods hosted its annual awards party earlier in October, recognizing top performers for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. And as much trouble as I give you all staff members, it's a pleasure to highlight honorees and when people are winning awards. So we want to say congratulations to Ms. Monique Bryce, who was the Domino's Manager of the Year, to Mr. Lincoln Ritchie, Food Store Manager of the Year. And let me just say, Mr. Lincoln Ritchie, when I first read your name, I thought you was Mr. Lionel Ritchie. And I was trying to figure out how Course Right get you. Wait, congratulations, Food Store Manager of the Year. I know the competition was stiff for that one. Ms. Dashnique Evans, Administrative Manager of the Year. The Human Resources Department won the Administrative Department of the Year. Solomon's Downtown Freeport won Food Store of the Year. And Domino's Carmichael was Domino's Store of the Year. Now, let me just say Solomon's Downtown Freeport. Ain't nothing I like more than being jealous of Freeport, right? Because of his Freeport, right? With your pokey and your, what they call it, pepperoni party and all your things and your nightlife and your Johnny Camp and Firefox them and the nightlife. Congratulations, Solomon's Downtown Freeport. I know the competition was stiff this year.
Listen, I can tell you this, Aaron. We have an excellent team of managers, and one of them right here at Course Right Warehouse. But I want to say a huge shout-out to our Freeport team because they took it all. Listen here. At the awards, yeah. Mr. Lincoln Ritchie and his team took it
no,
all.
No, man, because Fresh Market Harbor Bay, Fresh Market Harbor Bay starring, man.
Listen, we know you a Fresh Market Harbor Bay customer, but guess what? Freeport took it all. They took it all.
I have to suck my teeth on air for
that. I know.
But congratulations, Freeport and Grand Bahama, man.
That is right. They did an amazing job, in fact, cleaning up in a few of our categories.
And listen, out of nearly 900 team members, right?
Yep.
The competition was stiff.
I'm telling you, stiff. You got to have the stock shelves. You got to have the clean warehouse. You must have all your... And this is what it's about. We pride ourselves in recognizing those employees and those stores who are going above and beyond every day to service our customers. So I want to say a huge shout out to Team AML for recognizing, you know, the work that, you know, most times it's expected of us, you know, to do well. And some of us take that for granted. But, you know, shout out to AML for recognizing their employees every chance they get.
Yeah, and I think it's a word especially for young people who may sort of discount or discredit, pun intended, the opportunities available within the retail and wholesale food space, right?
Yep.
I mean, some of the skill sets that you have an opportunity to learn or sharpen in that space are skills that you would use in the military, you'll use in the aviation field, you'll use in science and research, you know, logistics and spatial awareness and inventory management and human resources management and scheduling. All of these things, you know, young people, don't discount this opportunity to build your career.
And, you know, working for an organization that is consistently pouring into its team in terms of making sure that we grow, you know, and training us and ensuring that we're a part of the Ready, Step, Set, Grow program that the organization has. We have a training center, Frank Brothers Training Center, and everyone is able to get the learning and advancement that they need to perform in their respective roles. And so I commend the organization for that, you know, and while we continue to build ourselves, you know, in our various positions, it is also building us for the next steps, you know, and so we are not only being able to utilize what we are taught here in the organization, but when we leave, we're an asset to other organizations.
Yeah.
So shout out to Team AML, shout out to the HR team that is always advancing us when it comes to learning and development.
Not just providing discounts and benefits, but
developing
human resources for the benefit of the community.
I must say that the human factor is very important to the organization. And so that is why, as a part of our 50th anniversary, we decided to showcase, celebrate those long-standing employees who have invested not only time, you know, but time, service, care into this organization, into making it what it is today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just a little salute to the Harbor Bay Fresh Market team. But I mean, listen, I pasteurized them.
They treat you well. I saw you in there shopping last week, and trust me, the service you get, I wonder if everybody getting treated like that because they love you, Eric.
No, I get it because I told them, you treat me like you treat the rest of these people. Yes. You all treat everybody well. And they yes. said, we got you, man.
I mean, I just watched it and I just smiled from a distance because I see the love and it's like family when you get in there. You in there shopping every week. Listen, that's your store.
Bahamians, we love food. Yes. Listen, we can't lie. We explore our relationship with food. We begin to explore our relationship with our food service providers because
right.
they're equally important in this ecosystem. I gotta tell people the same way the farmer goes out and sings to the plants, it's the same way that you expect your food service providers to interact
yes.
with your food. That's all.
And
AML, they inculcate that. That's mm-hmm. a part of their store culture. Now, this Feed 5000 program, I'm
yep.
so excited about it. It began on the 3rd of November,
yes.
and customers have until what's our end date?
That's
December 17th.
Yes, and that is to give us enough time to look at what we have raised and distribute to those nonprofit organizations we have partnered with
yes.
and ensure that each of them gets the disbursement of gift cards so that they can then transfer to the general public, you know?
Okay.
And so I would say anyone listening today, you want to make a great impact and, you know, you're not a part of any organization, this is your opportunity. So let's not take it for granted. There are so many ways to part in this initiative. You can shop any one of our stores, whether it's Cost Right online, Cost Right Nassau, whether it's Cost Right Freeport in store, any of our Solomon stores, whether it's here in Nassau, Freeport, Exuma, or Lutheran, those stores are Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Fresh Market. We also have our stores in Freeport, Solomon's Downtown, and Lukaya. There's the Exuma Markets, or Lutheran Markets. We've partnered with organizations on each island to help each community on each island. And so go ahead and make a donation. We're saying to you that no amount is too small. The cost of a package is only $50. You can donate $50 at the register, or you could donate towards a package. That could be $25, or even start as small as $5. Or if you are someone who yourself is struggling, let's say a dollar or 50 cents. No amount is too small. If you are a part of corporate community, you are part of a civic group, and you want to do something meaningful this holiday season, we know the impact that this initiative has made to over 100,000 persons. We've seen the people who have received, you know, come out and say they are so grateful, so thankful for the for you giving, you know. And so we're appealing to you once more. This is our 10th year since hosting this initiative. And so in 10 years, you know, we want to do something great. AML Food has injected $50,000 already.
$50,000.
We've jump-started it.
$50,000, right, for the 10th year
yes.
of the program,
and 50,
celebrating the 50th
anniversary of the organization. And so we've jump-started it. However, we need your help. So once you're shopping online, costrightnassau.com, be sure to leave a little something at checkout. Or if you're in any one of our stores and you're shopping for the holidays, we know Thanksgiving is coming. Every weekend you're shopping for groceries. Don't forget to leave a little something to remind you of this initiative.
Absolutely. Now, listen, when I come back next year, I bring in a farmer with me, right? Because I say, hold on. But this Christmas time, I could accidentally grow an extra field of pumpkin. So I have to donate to somebody.
That would be amazing. And you can definitely do that as well. If you want to make donations, like I said, those organizations we've partnered with, we will definitely be
awesome.
Sure to work in tandem to ensure that they
to
get
connect
it
them.
And give it to the general public. You know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because Bahamians, they want to give. Bahamians, they want to support others. And they're always looking for opportunities to contribute.
Yes.
And we say thank you to Cost Right and the Feed 5000 Holiday Program, which provides a wonderful opportunity.
Thank
now,
you.
Ms. Turnquest, I'm all out of time. When I say I'm all out of time, what I mean is it's time for a break and I need to check out the wholesale snack opportunities online on the newly relaunched e-commerce platform at costrightsaw.com. You've been on the clock with Erin Green. Now listen, stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray is up next in the same. Guys, have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.